This is Denny Heflin in Audubon with this week's USDA report. Today I've got several things I want to talk about. None of them will be very long, but each one has an importance. I'm going to start with the county committee elections. Producers in LAAs that will be holding elections this year should begin to watch their mailbox for the official county committee election ballots. These ballots will be mailed by a contract vendor sometime beginning the first week of November. If you're in an LAA or local administrative area that is holding an election this year, and you do not get a ballot by mid-November, contact your FSA office and let's see if we can find out what happened. Also, I want to talk about the annual acreage spot check determinations and notifications. Each year, the Farm Service Agency does complete spot checks of the acreage reports, and these acreage reports are an integral part of our farm program application and are completed to ensure accurate acreage reporting statistics are used in farm program computations. FSA will conduct these spot checks on a selected number of farms this year using the GIS or Geographic Information System for the official acreages. After these farms are spot checked, a notice of determined acreage will be sent to the farm operators. New for 2013 is a major change in the acreage reporting deadline. We tried to visit with everyone during our annual acreage reports in May and June about the change to report forages and fall seeded crops. That change has been now made December 15th of 2012. So any acres that you're going to maintain as hay for 2013 or any rye or barley or wheat that you may have seeded this fall, et cetera, needs to be reported to your FSA office by December 15th. This includes all hay ground, alfalfa, alfalfa mix, red clover, your fall-seeded small grains such as wheat, barley, or rye, and any fall-seeded legumes if you put alfalfa or clover out there this fall. Now that harvest is complete, now would be a good time to contact your FSA office and see about getting these acreage reports completed. Remember, all forages must be reported to the FSA office by December 15th of 2012 for the next crop year. The Supplemental Revenue Assistance Program, or SURE, sign-up will begin for the 2011 crops on October 22nd, 2012. SURE provides benefits for farm revenue losses due to natural disasters that incurred in the 2011 crop year, and it is available to eligible producers on farms in counties with a secretarial declaration or the contiguous counties or neighboring counties to those declared secretary disaster counties. Cass County is eligible as a contiguous county. But for Audubon County, we are not in that designation. So any eligibility here is any farm for which for the crop year that the actual production was less than 50% of normal may be eligible. So disaster for the SURE program does include Cass County, but it does not include Audubon County for the 2011 crops. A timely reminder for this year is the expiring CRP land that just came out. Those producers who will be cropping those former CRP acres must be following a conservation plan or system if that expired CRP field is on highly erodible land. These conservation plans must be adhered to if a producer wants to remain eligible for USDA benefits in 2013. So those that have CRP acres that expired, et cetera, should be getting in contact with your NRCS office and visit with them about those expiring acres. Also, if you're selling land or planning to sell farmland, remember that if it is enrolled in a program with FSA or NRCS, such as CRP or EQIP or the CSP program, it would be beneficial to you to review the status of your farm enrollment with the FSA or NRCS office prior to selling that land to ensure that the new buyer will want to do a succession interest and succeed those contracts. And lastly, of my major announcements this week, there will be changes coming to the IRS forms this year for the 1099-G and miscellaneous forms that will be sent out for 2012. In past years, these forms were issued to show all program payments received from FSA, regardless of the amount. For 2012, the 1099-G form will change, and it will only be sent to those producers who receive $600 or more for the calendar year. So this is a significant change, and so producers should be aware of this, and they will need to be responsible for checking with their tax accountants to see if any of that income needs to be declared on their taxes. For more information regarding the IRS reporting changes, please give your Audubon or Cass County FSA office a call. Remember those producers that did haying on their CRP acres, either through the managed or the emergency provisions, those bales were to be removed by October 1st. If you haven't got them off, I would suggest you get them off right away before spot checks are completed and penalties might apply. The annual payments for CRP have been made. There are a few stragglers to catch us yet, but if you haven't gotten your CRP payment, give our office a call and let us check the status of your payment. Same way for the DCP and acre payments. These are being made right now, so watch your bank accounts, and if you don't see the money deposited in your direct bank account directly, give us a call and let us check the status of it. For additional information about any of the topics discussed on today's program, or any FSA programs, be sure to contact your county office in Audubon. That's 563-4261, extension 2. Atlantic, it's 243-1377, extension 2. For today, this has been Denny Heflin with this week's USDA Report. I hope that you've all had a safe and good harvest. Have a great week, and thank you for listening.